This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, October 17th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Newsom's progress report on water. DPR takes aerial applicator to court. Rice growers deal with water quality, and Jordan builds momentum ahead of the House vote. Newsom touts success in expanding water quality. A year after the Newsom administration set targets for expanding the state's water supply, the governor is chairing major strides in its implementation. He pledged to, quote, continue advancing our all-of-the-above strategy to optimize how we capture, store, and use water in this new climate reality. The strategy calls for expanding groundwater recharge by 4 million acre feet. With an extraordinarily wet winter and spring, the state has come close to that, recharging about 3.8, that according to a progress report released yesterday by the Department of Water Resources. Yet, the state has not broken ground on a major surface water storage project in several decades, and the site's reservoir proposal remains mired in a decade-long approval process of Prop 1 funding. For this and many of the water strategy goals, DWR pointed to Newsom's package of infrastructure bills last summer for accelerating permits and judicial reviews for projects. DPR takes aerial applicator to court. The Department of Pesticide Regulation filing a motion with the Kern County Superior Court to bar an aerial applicator business from operating in California after a series of spray drift incidents. Ag commissioners documented six incidents over the past year involving Bakersfield-based pilot John Slickerman and his company, AgriFly, Inc. The drifts exposed bystanders to pesticides and damaged pastures. DPR is arguing the pilot is endangering lives, well-being, and property. DPR Assistant Director Ken Everett reasoned that, quote, quick action is needed to prevent further egregious violations. Tulare County Ag Commissioner Tom Tucker added that he takes drift incidents very seriously and immediately investigates them. Rice growers grapple with water quality problems. Farmers recorded one of the highest surface water readings ever for thiobencarb in the Colusa Basin last year, a situation that posed a drinking water issue for the city of Sacramento downstream. The herbicide gives the water a muddy taste. While the reading dropped 2 days later, it has prompted a deeper discussion on the issue with the city. That, according to California Rice Commissioner CEO Tim Johnson, he spoke yesterday at the annual conference of the California Association of Pest Control Advisors. The basin has also experienced bumps in pyrethroid detections that triggered a new program under the Regional Water Board for reducing the impacts at a significant cost to the industry, according to Johnson. He cautioned PCAs operating in the area to expect to discuss this with his commission as well as ag commissioners and DPR. Now, by the way, nitrates are not just a San Joaquin Valley problem. Yolo County is grappling with a spike in nitrate contamination in the groundwater, explained Johnson. The state began tackling nitrates in Priority 1 basins, mostly in the San Joaquin Valley, after launching the CV Salts program in 2019. The attention will shift to Priority 2 areas starting in January. Water dischargers in the area will have to reduce their nitrate load over a 30-year timeline. That includes packaging and processing facilities, the city of Davis, UC Davis, and all growers except for rice. According to the commission, the anaerobic nature of rice production limits the conversion of fertilizer into nitrate, and the water does not easily penetrate the heavy clay soils. Now, here's a correction. If the State Water Board deems a groundwater sustainability plan in probation, it does not immediately take over the plan, as reported in Daybreak West yesterday. Local agencies would have 1 year to fix the deficiencies, and if the plan is still inadequate, the board could then implement its own interim plan. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Jordan builds momentum ahead of House vote. It's been 2 weeks since the House had a speaker, but that could end today. Jim Jordan flipped a series of GOP holdouts yesterday, including Armed Services Chairman Mike Rogers of Alabama, and was building momentum through the day. Jordan ultimately has to have at least 217 votes, assuming that all 212 Democrats vote against him. A Jordan victory would be a historic win for hardline conservatives in the House, although he clearly seems to have provided some assurances that have won over moderate farm district colleagues. In an interview with conservative talk show host Eric Erickson yesterday, House Freedom Caucus member Chip Roy of Texas said Jordan is, quote, a real conservative that the grassroots will trust and believe in. But Roy also suggested Jordan is going to have to make some compromises. If we're successful, it would be an enormous, enormous victory. But we will all have to have a little grace to figure out how to give Jim some rope to lead. USDA distributes $1.7 billion from the Conservation Reserve Program. The Agriculture Department paid landowners more than $1.77 billion in 2023 for the more than 23 million acres of private land in the Conservation Reserve Program. According to a Monday USDA release, landowners enrolled 3.9 million acres of land in CRP this year. Some 2.3 million was enrolled in grassland CRP, another 927,000 added through the general CRP contracts, and 694,000 acres were enrolled in continuous CRP. The program has seen a 21% increase in the acreage enrolled in the program since 2021, the USDA noted. Several changes have been made to CRP since then as well. Some rental rates have been increased, including through the creation of a minimum retail rental rate for grassland CRP, increasing payments for water quality practices, and creating, quote, climate smart practice incentive for general and continuous signups targeted toward practices to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Well, here's today's He Said It. She's not the emperor of everything called pesticide. That Riverside County Ag Commissioner Ruben Araro during a presentation at the CAPCA annual conference. He said Governor Newsom is setting an agenda for Department of Pesticide Director Julie Henderson to implement. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, October 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.